everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in this Westtown apartment in Chicago, Illinois, is...
Esmeralda Leon.
Picking off lint from her hoodie.
No, it's cat hair.
Is it cat hair?
I have. Sadly enough.
No, it's not sad. I think it's delightful. I seem to only want to hang out with my cat nowadays. I'm old.
Yeah, that's I'm a sign that old. You're old or very lonely.
I'm not lonely. That's the thing. It's just I only want to hang out with my friends, work. I don't even want to get drunk anymore.
Is your cat your friend?
I don't consider him like a close friend. I don't tell him secrets.
He's
I
not
consider
a close
him
friend.
As like a
He's an acquaintance.
He's kind of like a pillow with a lot of guts.
Okay.
That's kind of like in like a duck pillow. Was a duck feather pillow?
Yeah.
Did you ever have
goose
a
down?
Did you ever have a no? Goose down is for a comforter, I think, right?
And still, you can get pillows.
You can get pillows. Well, I had a pillow that had feathers in it, and occasionally you'd pull out the feathers.
Yeah, I used to get stabbed.
Exactly.
It was horrible.
Well, anyways, I just want to hang out with my cat all day. It's disgusting.
Well, if you're using him as a pillow.
Well, I mean, kind of using him as a pillow. He's just a really dusty pillow.
Really?
Yeah.
Old, dusty pillow.
I haven't had grandparents for quite some time, and it's kind of like having grandparents.
The cat.
The cat, because he smells like dust. You have to clean up his shit.
Wow.
He only hangs out when he wants. He's kind of a dick sometimes. You never know where he's going to sleep.
Grandparents don't hang out whenever they want.
Some do.
They always want to be around you.
No, not...
Really?
Well, mine did when they were normal, but then once somebody died, then it was just, let's all drink. Mm. And, like, you don't know where they're going to pass out.
And they're old, so...
You don't know if they're going to have a diaper on. You don't know if they're
gonna...
You don't know. That's how I feel about the cat. It's so great.
Well, that's good. It's a replacement.
Well, it's...
Kind of.
Did you go grocery shopping today at all?
No.
It's Sunday, by the way. We went to Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
and it was so busy, we just left.
Well,
it
you
took
know,
10
you
minutes.
Have to make these decisions.
Yes, and then we went to Aldi, and then we went to Stanley's, and I've never, like, maybe I shouldn't live in the city anymore. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Why? Because you want a one-stop shopping?
No, it's not a one-stop shopping thing. I just want to murder all the time, and I don't want to murder all the time.
You'll want to murder even more if you live in the burbs.
No, I didn't say burbs.
Well, where would
I
you
agree.
Go?
That's the thing. In the country.
Oh, okay.
I'm
solitude.
Thinking about the kind of, yeah. What do you think
I
about
think
that?
I think you'd be so separated from everyone that anyone who would show up, i.e. the occasional mailman
mm-hmm.
or the FedEx guy,
mm-hmm.
you would murder them immediately.
No, I disagree. I hope I wouldn't murder.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm not murdering now. Let's make that clear. I'm
okay.
not murder. I'm not on a murder quest. That sounds like a fun game. That sounds like
murder
a...
Murder quest? It might be a game.
I'm sure it is a game. But... Not like a permanent. What if it was like 6 months here, 6 months country?
Okay.
Just split time.
A vacation.
Maybe kinda,
you just
yeah.
need a vacation, that's all.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't need it. Because then when I get back, I'm angrier.
Well, wouldn't you coming back after 6 months make you angry again?
Yeah.
So.
But that's the thing. It's not like I have to stay
but it's a
in
cycle.
One or the other. I wouldn't have to say, like, June is this month and it has to be this month. It just, whenever I want. Whenever
okay,
I want.
So it could be as little as
a week.
A couple days. A
couple days. An hour.
Okay, I see.
Isn't that kind of... Is that weird?
A little bit.
Murder quest?
It'd be a lot
nothing.
Of travel
time. Yeah, I know.
And...
I know. But I'm thinking, I kind of like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
I guess.
I don't want to... Here's the thing. I don't want to, like, work.
Okay.
No, I'm all for work. I'm all for work. I will work hard. But I don't want to, like... And I'm all for, like, chopping wood and maintaining the house, but, like, farming. I don't want to farm.
You could just raise cattle.
I don't want to raise cattle. That's the thing. Like, if I could just live there... Maybe work from home or something, I would do it.
You could... Well, I think you're going to have to do some kind of farming or raising cattle, but then, once you get to a point, you can have people do it for you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Then I'm around people all the time at that place.
No, you just... You know what? You make the farmland far away from your house. So then
yeah.
you get to go home.
But that's still... But I don't... Here's the thing. I don't like waking up early.
You don't have to when you have people.
Yeah.
You'll have to do it for a period of time.
Maybe,
and then
right.
you can hire others to do your work for you, and
well,
they'll just give you the money.
I like that we're 4 minutes in and we haven't hit one of the notes. Sorry about that. How was your day, by the way?
Uneventful.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
When did you wake up?
Noon.
That's a good time to wake up on a Sunday. It's the Lord's Day.
It was the day of rest.
It was the day of rest. All right, so let's go back to the list. Number one, we have a 5-point agenda. No, we have a 6-point agenda. All right, we have a 6-point agenda.
Six?
Yeah.
Did I count wrong?
No. Number six is on these sheets. That's why. So, whatever.
All right.
We have a 6-point agenda. We're probably going to get to half of them. We're going to talk about the live podcast that we just
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I wanted to do a little, you know, recap.
It was nice. It's been a while. It feels...
It actually has been.
It feels like kind of 2 days ago. It was actually 6 days ago.
Oh, it was last Monday.
It was last Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I think you were great.
Well, thank you.
I think you were great.
I thought you were... I didn't know why you were all down on yourself.
I'm not... I wasn't down on myself that night. Because I think everyone had fun-ish times. And everyone that won the
prize... I heard laughter.
Yeah, I heard laughter, too. I didn't care if it was at me or
there
because
was laughter.
Of,
people yeah, were entertained.
And that's a great thing. But I think this boils down to... you know Ben? That guy Ben? He edited the film. Oh, that's on the list, too.
With the beard?
With the beard, yeah. He's a yes. good guy. Anyways, Ben came over on Friday night, and we were watching Craig Ferguson, and we were talking about who's funnier, Craig Ferguson or Conan. Mm-hmm. And I said, Ferguson is funnier because he does this, this, and this. And he said, Conan's funnier because he does this, this, and this. And these are just fundamental differences that Ben and I have.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the goofier stuff, and I like the stuff that's more off the cuff and literary and just, like, rambling. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I like to think that if I ever become a good host at anything, I will be like Craig Ferguson. That's the people, like that's the person I aspire to be.
That's good.
He's really funny, he's self-deprecating, but he doesn't isolate anybody by his intelligence, but he doesn't dumb it down either, mm-hmm. and he's not mean. He could he'll have pointed jabs, but he's not just, like, blanket mean. Where I think David Letterman, who I love, is just blanket mean nowadays.
He's old. And he has that sex scandal and such.
Yeah. But and it's great and I love it, but I don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what
he's already around.
Well, no. It's
Letterman
like,
is enough.
Well, of course, of
blanket
course.
Blanket anger.
And there's a ton of blanket anger. It's 90% of talk radio, and that's fine. And I love a lot of it. I just don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You'd rather And I think having you around is, like, very good for me.
Well, good.
Because I think at the start of the podcast...
I'm not fired.
No, yeah. I'd have to pay you to fire you. Would I have to pay
no.
you? No. No, I wouldn't fire you. You'd fire me.
You can fire interns.
We need... So. Do we need an intern?
No.
I don't know. On the fence about the intern thing. I don't know.
How about volunteers?
I don't even know about that.
Because they will freely work. An intern just wants credit.
Well, what's the incentive for the volunteer?
A sense of accomplishment.
They're not going to feel that.
Well, if you're volunteering, then yes.
Maybe. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we should make the live podcasts after a certain point, like every one we have like a food drive or something like that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because that way, even if there's only like 10 people and we don't get any laughs, like there's at least 20 pounds of food for somebody.
20 pounds?
Yeah, because anything is like a pound usually.
Goodness.
Think about it. Like canned green beans, it's usually around a pound.
Mm. We should tell people not to bring certain things.
Like what?
Because I hate when people bring, like, really shitty-ass canned vegetables.
I'm sure... Well, that's the thing. If it's so awful, we could just give it away as prizes in the end
that's
of the night.
True.
Or invest
give it.
Give
it back to them.
We could take it back to Jewel or Dominic's.
You can do that?
You could take food back, yes. If you know where it's from, you could easily take it back.
We'll have to ask them, though.
Where it's from?
Mm-hmm.
No, but...
Unless
they
get, like, brand-name
exactly.
Dole products.
Well, yeah. See, the older I get, I don't care. I'll eat anything.
See, I don't... I'm just like, you know what? They are hungry, yes, but don't give them your crap.
Well, what's the crap? Give me one example.
I will have to say, I'm sorry, canned green beans. Canned anything of vegetables,
I love it.
Because they're all soggy and disgusting.
Here's the thing.
Except corn. Corn's fine.
Corn is... They're all disgusting. I love that crap in the summer when I'm alone and I'm too lazy to... Like, and I want something cold. I'll just drain the water and put, like, some pepper on it and eat it out of the can.
Now, I can do that with asparagus.
How is that any different than green beans? They're almost the same vegetable.
It's a different flavor to it. And asparagus...
But they're the same family, correct?
I don't know.
In theory,
right? No,
they're
not beans.
Well, they're green.
All right. Everything that's green is a...
You're right. But you could see...
They're stalks.
But that's not a crazy idea.
No.
There's worth in that. Green bean casserole.
I don't eat that.
Have you had it?
No.
You would love it.
But it's with canned. No, thanks.
You don't like canned? You don't like cream of mushroom soup?
I'm telling you, there's
soup?
A certain
You like cheese?
Cream of mushroom soup, Campbell's.
Good?
No.
No?
Not
Never
really
fan?
Liked them.
Are you a casserole person?
No.
Really?
I don't really know how those work.
Neither do much. I. Did you? I didn't grow up in a casserole household.
I didn't, no.
We should go on a casserole quest after a fried chicken quest.
Oh, John, my boyfriend, had a good idea, but we would have to find someone with this. He wanted to throw onto the list homemade fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but the thing is, it's like, who do we know that has really great homemade fried chicken?
That's a given. Anybody making homemade anything will eat. That's
yes,
not the problem.
Yes, but is it the best? Like, it's like, whoa, I want some more.
I'd say two things that I've had has been better than any restaurants is that time we went to Sonny's a few months ago.
Yeah, that was good.
That was the best Indian food I've ever had. he's from, his parents are from India, and he spent time.
So he knows how to make it.
And certain thing Raphael makes, the best duck hot dog thing I've ever had.
Duck hot dog.
Exactly.
Thing?
Hmm. It was, you know how, you know, if you're going to hot dogs.
Yes.
You know how there's always like,
okay,
a different,
so it's a sausage.
Yeah, he made the duck sausage himself.
Oh.
Yeah, that was hands down the best I've ever had. So,
right.
Yes, I think I'm all for homemade. What are you doing next Sunday? It's the Super Bowl.
Nothing.
You should come with us. We're going to Mike's. Mike from Outer Petters.
Oh, really?
Because Raphael's cooking.
Oh, yes.
Like, screw the game.
Then yes.
Exactly. It's the best food ever. I am so glad this meat month is over in like 6 hours.
Yeah, are you going to do anything on midnight?
No, I'm not crazy.
At midnight?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have to. It has to follow through the next day because we ate. That was the last time I ate meat was the duck hot dog sausage thing. It was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So I think I ate meat at like 1 a.m.
Oh.
So. No, I'm not like, no, I'm cool, I'm cool. I'm not even missing it that much. It's certain things I'm
You're
going to
You're just tired.
Eat.
Aren't I'm you tired?
Not as much. I started taking vitamins because of this.
Okay,
I'm getting old. I'm taking multivitamins every
day
now.
I bought some too.
It's kind of nice.
I haven't taken them yet.
I don't care if it's just in my head and it's just all psychosomatic, but I felt like I was getting sick the other day, and since I've taken them for 4 days straight, nope, I'm fine.
Maybe.
It's crazy.
Well, because they have vitamin C and all that.
Exactly.
I mean, that does make a difference.
Exactly, but I'm still smoking as many cigarettes. I'm still drinking as many cups of coffee.
Well, that's fine.
I'm not drinking as much water as I should. It's all out of whack.
Hey, caffeine, or coffee has water.
That is true, but doesn't
the
caffeine, like, negate it?
No, it still counts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
You're actually, when they do that whole 8 cups of water thing,
yeah.
It's not so true because you get water from a lot of things that you wouldn't think of.
I drink an absurd amount of liquids every day.
Well, see, that counts.
That's good.
I mean, it's not the best way to get your water,
are
but
you a
it
soda?
Counts.
Are you a soda fan?
Yes and no.
Like, give me the yeses.
I don't. I mean, I'll drink it. I enjoy a soda,
but like
I don't buy it at my house. It's not at my house.
You don't
Very
ever keep
few
it?
Times do I keep soda.
If you have soda at your house, is it because you had a guest come over and they left
no,
it?
No, I
or?
Just had a feeling for soda.
What do you usually get?
I usually get orange soda.
Nice.
Fanta. I like the Mexican soda.
Well, you're Mexican.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Well, did you grow up in that kind of household where you always had soda?
No, we always had Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay.
We were
a total soda household.
We had Kool-Aid all the time. And Coke.
Yeah.
Because my mom's a Coke drinker.
Not Coke. All Diet Coke. I'm convinced.
We now have Diet Coke, my parents. My dad's diabetic.
I'm convinced. Well, yeah, obviously. He's a Mexican man that lived on Coca-Cola, of course.
Well, no, he didn't really drink it.
Is that
he was
racist?
Just, no, he's just
racist.
Really bad at, he loves Sundays.
Like ice
like
cream
ice
sundaes?
Cream sundaes and things. And
like, regardless of the weather?
Yeah, we used to, like, I remember sometimes, like, he'd be like, let's go to get
Queen.
Ice cream. And he'd get, like, a fat-ass sundae.
Hell
and we're like, that's not really good for you.
Did you even say that as a child? Like, this is absurd.
Yeah,
and I'm a child.
Like, Jesus.
That's nice.
He piled it on, but hey.
I don't know. I kind of have a taste for ice cream.
I don't care what time of year it is. I will eat ice cream.
When was the last time you had ice cream?
A few weeks ago, I went to Margie's Candies.
Yeah.
And had an ice
did we
cream
talk
sundae.
About that on the show?
I don't think so.
Margie's Candy is this like probably world renowned Chicago institution.
And it's crazy. That was the first time I'd ever
been.
Yeah,
it's not that good. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's far from, like, it's hard to fuck up dessert, you know? It's hard to fuck up ice cream.
That is true.
Like, that's, like, Wendy's desserts, Wendy and, like, McDonald's ice cream, it's good.
It's ice cream.
It's sugar.
It's milk and sugar.
Yeah, it's not hard to fuck that up. Or it's hard to fuck that up. So, no, Margie's has been around since ever, like the 50s or
something.
The Beatles went there after they played Comiskey Park.
Yeah,
that's
told me that.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they're so, like, world-renowned. And every warm evening, it's packed.
Yeah, that's why I was like, we might as well come now.
Yeah, totally.
No one's there. I also got the turtles, chocolate turtles from them.
Yeah, they're good.
They're amazing.
They're very good. But once again, it's hard to screw that up.
No, you can.
Chocolate. I'm not knocking Margie's. I love going to Margie's.
No, but it was really good because I'm usually not a fan of that stuff because of the chocolate.
Really?
Because they always do kind of like shitty chocolate if you buy them from certain things.
Yeah, no, they're good. Let me just. Did you go to the one in Western and Armitage or the? Okay. I think that one's about 10 times better than the one off the Brown Line.
Okay. I've never seen that one.
There's one. It's right off the Montrose step.
Okay.
Like, just east of it.
All right. I like that there's all old people running the one on Western.
Oh, yeah. It's the same.
They're all old and Mexican.
Yeah. But don't ever get their food, though. I've gone there for lunch. It's awful.
No, it looks like you're not supposed to eat the food there.
You're not. I had, I still remember, this is years ago when Kelsey and I had the machine office down the street.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it was like a soup and a sandwich thing. It was like Kraft American cheese with like and like toasted, and like the soup was like like Campbell's tomato soup, just whatever.
Yeah,
see, I shouldn't complain. It was a
meal.
Yeah, it was a meal. You know, it was a meal. It
probably could have gone down the street.
Literally
better.
10 different burrito places.
Yeah,
like a stone's throw away. Really good food. No, we just had
you
to
go
do
to
it.
the Campbell's soup and tomato
emporium. So back to the live podcast. What was good about it? We're still on topic one. We're 15 minutes in, by the way.
I enjoyed the banter.
Okay, that's good.
That was really good. I also like the guests. Good job.
Good job. No, that's...
On that booking.
Yeah, Jack... Okay, so we had Al Scorch. He was great.
He was amazing. Which, I'm going to say this, and she'll probably say something about it later, but Lena, our friend Lena
was great.
She said she got a lady boner from him.
Ooh.
I know.
I don't blame her.
Hope she's not listening.
I got a man boner from Al. Al's great. I love
Al. Yeah, she got a lady boner from him. That's nice. So...
So is
he
a lady
is charming, I think.
Is Lady Boner like China World Wrestling Federation?
No, okay. It's just, you know, I usually call it creaming your pants.
There you go.
But keeping she said classy. Lady Boner, so.
She's a comedian, kind of. Well, she's a, what do I call Lena?
She's a funny lady.
She's
she
been on
the
show.
She does
sketch. She does
sketch,
but like,
improv.
To call
she's
her
an improviser.
To call her a sketch artist makes her seem like she's in the courtroom.
No, that's drawing.
Yeah.
She's a improv
improvisational
performer.
Then once again, it sounds like a mime.
Well... Yeah, but improv, they talk.
Why doesn't she do stand-up? We've talked about this for years at this point. I think she
she's
doing
not,
stand-up.
I don't... You have to ask her.
We have, and she goes, oh, no, I'm
she
Lena.
Said she couldn't do it.
Yeah, whatever. She could do
but
it.
But I think
she's
she could if
she's
she
she's funny
her.
Enough. Yeah, and then we had Jackie, who was about to cry.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, goodness.
I felt awful. But I listened back. She was great.
She was... I really liked her. The fact that we didn't know too much about her.
No, that was the whole point of interviewing.
But then when we get there, and it's... This whole world opens up about her being a vegetarian and protesting when she's
no
in
idea.
Kindergarten.
I know.
That's crazy.
It the weirdest part, like I said, I remember that as she was like, I'm on the verge of tears or something. I don't know if this is actually true, but it looked like I was punching her in the face. But that's what my memory, like, and then I listened back like a day later. She was really good.
Yeah, no, she was. I think it was, you know, at when she left. Maybe walking off the stage, she started to well up, maybe.
Did she actually?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I couldn't see.
I
it was kind of bright.
Either, so.
Was it weird for you to be on the stage there?
No.
Good.
No, it was fine.
And then we had Adam Burke, who is one of the funniest comedians in Chicago.
Yes, I like him a lot.
Charming accent.
I know.
Charming vague as hell accent.
Vegas.
Vague as hell.
Oh, vague as hell.
Very, very
Vegas.
Vague. Well,
like,
his background is very odd.
It is. It is. But that's good. I find it interesting when an accent can actually be a meld of things.
Yeah. Well, this is the next live podcast at the end of February. Our headliner comedian, Brendan McGowan, the exact opposite type of accent. Just from Chicago, never left Chicago. It's like it sounds like a stereotype, but
so
it's
does
not.
Does he say sausage?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And he's a tour guide. So he knows like about every neighborhood. He's one of the funniest guys.
And he has to
guys.
Keep that up.
Yeah.
When he's a tour
no,
guide.
No, he doesn't.
No, but the accent, he
I
has
think,
to do
I
it.
Think
like,
that, I think they probably encourage him not to, because you have people from around the world, and if they can't understand him...
That's true, but, you know, you come to Chicago, and then you get a tour guide.
I can't
you
even,
want him to be, like, with the big A's and the...
Yeah, I can't... Yeah. Could you do the accent?
I can only say certain words.
I can't...
Like Chicago.
Yeah, I could do Chicago,
and
but...
You say 1, 2, 3.
I don't know... I'm one of those guys that I don't know I'm doing it, and I usually... It only gets pointed out to me if I'm out of the city...
Oh, well, of course.
And
no
I start talking about Chicago, then it'll come out.
Yeah, I know sometimes my A's
yeah.
get a little...
It's great. I love it.
But, you know, whatever. What are you going to do?
We'll take classes.
Oh,
I mean,
nah.
You're on the radio for Christ.
Pshaw.
How would you spell Pshaw? Is it
P-S-H-A-W?
I know, but it doesn't it seem like there should be a P-A or a P-slash?
Pshaw. No, because it's Pshaw.
Pshaw. Nah, shouldn't it be a silent P then?
Ugh.
I'm just asking.
You're
I know you're correct.
Don't know.
So this is the thing. I think I've a lot. I'm probably 10 times calmer I am in this room than when we were on stage.
Well,
I was literally yelling at the crowd
because no one is here.
Yeah, I know.
Do you realize that no
but
one is yelling
yes,
at
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, yes. But
laughing.
If you look, listen back to some of these episodes, I've been yelling.
That's true, but you're calmer than you were that day.
Yeah. Why? Why is that? How could I get better, Merle?
Because there's a lot of people there.
I don't think that's it.
You just have to do more.
You've
more
seen,
of them.
You've seen me on stage at the Brain introducing people quiet as hell. Going very slowly. I don't always yell.
I have.
You have. If you okay, you might not have
time
been there.
You're always yelling.
Usually,
which
okay.
I think it's like your thing.
I think
it's
70% of the time I'm yelling.
It's your stick.
15% of the time I'm normal. mm-hmm. like isn't. I'd say this is normal. And then 15% of the time, I'm just slow and I'm saying things that I could say in 20 seconds, and I'm taking 2 minutes to say them. Not because I'm rambling. I'm just pausing. It's like a Stephen Wright thing.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason.
I think you should keep yelling. I say this every podcast. It's like the theme of the.
This
fucking
is how
podcast.
I'm gonna die. That's how I'm gonna
you
die.
You yell. Yell to your heart's content.
I'll never be content. I just want to be happy. Give me some meds. Do you have any meds?
No. Take meds.
I think I should take meds.
Do you want some nasal decongestion?
No.
I think that's the best I can do for
you.
No.
Somebody's got to get me some. I don't want to abuse the drugs.
Well,
either.
Didn't you talk about this once before when Kevin?
Kevin should take some.
Yeah, and he didn't. The live podcast.
The live one with Kevin. Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah. No, I just insulted Kevin.
But there was a whole discussion.
Laughed.
Well, yeah, but he. But I think you had thrown it out to people, and I don't think we know many people on meds. Or if we do, they don't say anything
because they're smart and they're happy.
No, I'm just saying they don't say that
because
they're
smart because they know I would steal them.
Fiends
like me.
Like us.
I say people. I forget that people don't know me sometimes when I'm talking, and like I really don't murder people. A and B, I don't really steal drugs from.
I say you should keep this up.
I'm not
up this persona of murder
and it, like
drug stealing and.
And just I'm consistently
gay men hustling.
Yeah, I'm just hustling. Well, that's actually that was true. But I'm like,
yeah, but still.
It always sounds like I'm just about to do a bunch of lines on the kitchen table out there and then go get drunk. I've never
murder some people.
We don't ever get drunk after the show.
No.
Ever. What the hell?
No, the last time we had beer or, you know,
we had like
alcohol, it was very calm. We played Boggle.
Yeah, we played Boggle. we were at bars for 3 hours. I think we each had two beers.
Yeah.
What
and
the
we played
hell?
Boggle.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
You know, we're getting old, that's all.
I'm
sure most people who listen can relate.
I don't know.
Not college kids hammering beers. Although, I enjoy a good shotgun every now and again.
I've never been able to
it's
do
fun.
It and enjoy it. I've done it.
Well, why hasn't it been enjoyable?
Okay. Explain what shotgun in a beer is. I'm shotgun pretty sure everyone knows it.
Yeah, you gotta... Well,
but
you
I
get
think
the
there's,
shittiest beer in a can.
It doesn't have to be the shittiest beer, but it has to be a canned
really?
Beer. I mean, in theory, you could do it with anything.
I wouldn't, yes, but I wouldn't want to do it
with a good
like
beer. It's
usually
like Keystone Light.
Yes.
And you take a key. Let's just, so we're on the same page here. You hold it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You hold it sideways like a piece of paper. And then you stab it in the middle.
Yes.
And then you essentially.
Well, more towards the bottom.
You lean up 45
right?
degrees. It doesn't matter, I thought. I thought it was towards the middle.
I don't, well, whatever.
And then you essentially tilt your head back about 45 degrees. Put the beer up and you drink it all, right? You drink it all in one. See,
you don't have to put that. Well, I guess you do, but you pop
if you don't,
the top.
Yeah,
that's and then it comes flying out of the hole.
The hole that you've stabbed with your
yes.
key, yes, or whatever
yeah.
your utensil, and then in theory you drink all of that beer.
Yes,
but you probably drink about 30% of the beer. 30% is foam,
it's all
and,
over
the,
you.
And the 40% is on the ground.
Yes,
how is that enjoyable?
I don't know. It's fun. You know why? Because you never do it by yourself.
That's true.
There's always a huge group of people that want a shotgun together.
That's kind of true.
And it's
kinda.
Fun. Because then everyone's like, oh! And then it's like shooting on people.
Okay,
and...
I think the reason why it was fun for you is because it was never your idea. Was
no,
it your idea?
No, I'm never like, let's shotgun beers. No, it's always someone else.
Yeah.
And then I go, yeah, why not?
I think if you're the person saying, hey, let's shotgun beers, there's a fucking void in your life.
Okay.
And
well,
you're filling that with beer. And it's all going on the ground because you're not a man. Did you ever see that episode of Conan with Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Andy and Conan?
No.
It was in the first run of Andy. And Stone Cold comes out with a six-pack. And if you remember Stone Cold's thing, he'd bring out a six-pack on stage, the wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He'd pound two together and all the foam would fly everywhere. And then he'd put them both by his mouth and try to drink them all. He'd probably drink...
Like a cone head.
Kind of, yeah. But the cone had actually drank the beer.
Wow.
He probably got 10% of the beer, literally. Yeah. He comes out, he does it with Andy. Andy has finished his beer, except he's drank all of his beer.
Oh, no.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I want to be like Andy. I'll just drink it like a human and drink it for the purpose of enjoying the alcohol.
Yeah, but that's why you don't use good beer.
Well, it wasn't good beer. It was still like Keystone Light. And
well,
Andy's
I think
like,
Andy
why
was
would
just
I
trying
this?
To be, you know, polite.
I think so. No. I disagree. Andy was being realistic. How often do I get to drink Keystone Light in the show? Rarely, if ever. I will enjoy this. I will savor the moment. Well, this dumbass spills all of his beer.
All right. Well, that's his thing, though.
Just because it's his thing doesn't make it right. Hitler had a thing.
Oh, so now you're comparing Hitler's thing with Stone Cold Steve Austin's thing.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm not saying they're equivalents of evil.
Okay.
But they are equivalents of things. I have a thing. You have a thing.
Well, I think it's fun.
This is podcast is a thing.
All right.
I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm just saying I've never enjoyed it.
I think it's fun.
I don't like any drinking games, though.
Really?
No, that's a lie. I do like... There's one drinking game, but I don't play it anymore. You know Aaron and Kate? Really nice people, friends of ours?
No.
Whatever.
None of us
do. We would
do.
Go to... I think...
Speaking for the audience, none
fine.
Of us.
Kelsey and I would... well, let's just say me. I was the only one that did this, because I don't know if they can get them in trouble. We would watch the State of the Union every year, and we'd have keywords. And this works for the RNC or the DNC. And whenever someone says freedom, you drink.
You can do that for anything.
Exactly. But I only like doing it for politics, for All some right. reason. Because politics bum me out so much.
Okay, so you have to get drunk.
Yeah. because if you don't get drunk, you're yelling at the screen sober, and that's way sadder.
All right.
Kelsey was screaming at the TV during the response to the State of the Union.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But you guys are passionate about it.
That's the problem.
I just go, what?
We have to numb it with alcohol. God, that's an awful note to end on.
Numbing things with alcohol?
Yeah, yeah. We should try to do one of these. What are you doing on Tuesday night?
No. Nothing.
Come to the brain. We'll record another weekly one.
Okay.
Because
we didn't get to any of our
stuff. We got through half of the first point, and we have five more points.
And they're good ones.
Six more. I forgot this number one thing.
Yeah, I like those.
Merle, should you have anything to plug? Let's plug your blog really quick.
Oh, it's not up and running at all.
Okay.
Like, completely.
Tuesday night.
You know what I could plug is radio.depaul.edu.
Oh, Jesus
my
Christ.
Show. What? You be quiet.
All right.
You Merle, told me to plug something.
Merle is a great DJ, except she plays the stupid Four Non Blonde track all the fucking time.
No, I didn't. I played it once.
And I happen to be listening.
Yes.
And then I listen. Every time I listen, it happens to be on.
Nuh-uh.
Really?
Liar.
Really? You're
yes.
the liar.
Whatever. I've only played that once.
Ever? You've only played that track once, ever.
Okay,
liar.
I probably played it at some other point, but it hasn't been... It's been months.
Heavy rotation. What's going on? All right, listen to Merle's show. And,
Radio. Every Thursday, 12:30 to 3 Central.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And
PM,
it's good because people
PM.
Could contact you through the IMs and
yes.
stuff. It's very interactive. She's a great host, and it's more
Yay.
Music, so it's great if you're in an office. It's
yes,
perfect.
It is.
It's perfect if you're in an office.
And most of it is not swearing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get through, but that, you know.
You'll take requests
it's not my
and all
fault.
That stuff?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, Merle, thank you so much. Go to the website, youmeetthemeverybody.com, for more information. Let's plug all the stuff next time. Have a wonderful evening.